This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. How many saints are there? God, hundreds and hundreds. Pope Benedict XVI has signed a decree to get one more new saint. He wants to bring Pope Pius XII a step closer to sainthood. Now, this move has generated outcries from some in the Jewish community who say that Pius XII did little to stop the murder of some 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. Kenneth Woodward is a contributing editor at Newsweek, where he's covered religion for nearly 40 years. He's also the author of Making Saints, How the Catholic Church Determines Who Becomes a Saint and Who Doesn't, and Why. Kenneth, welcome.
Welcome.
So what is Pope Benedict XVI's reasoning? Why does he want to make Pius a saint?
Well, let's look at a little context here. I mean, I can't read the Pope's mind, but the first thing you have to know, in the last 900 years, only 4 popes have been canonized. So if you want to be a saint, don't get yourself elected pope. It's pretty rare. The process on behalf of Pius XII was initiated more than 50 years ago, and the investigation of his life has been in the hands of 2 of the most experienced, in my mind, highly regarded men in the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. So this is the investigative phase, and it's not new news.
And you have to prove several miracles, right, in order to move on?
Well, what happens is this. After they've done their investigation, which by the way, includes work in the Nazi archives, the British Foreign Office, U.S., as well as the Vatican archives. So they know more about this guy than I think anybody else on earth. What Benedict has said is, yes, he has the requisite virtues. And these are the same virtues you would expect in, you know, a peasant woman in Portugal who was up for sainthood. And they have to have it to an extraordinary degree. So what they need now after this is a miracle of intercession on his part. Okay, somebody prayed to him and was healed is the way it will work.
Right.
And after that, they get that, they beatify him, and then after that, they need another miracle, and then they can canonize him.
And then the finish line. Well, you mentioned the requisite virtues, but a lot of people in the Jewish community don't think that Pope Pius XII has the requisite virtues. Let's listen to this cut from Robert Rosette, the library director at Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Israel.
The Vatican is in the process of working on uncovering more documents about his activities during World War II. And since he's considered quite controversial, it would probably be a very good idea to wait until the historical record is clearer before proceeding more in the process of the beatification.
This process continues, Kenneth Woodward. It's going to anger the Jewish community, it sounds.
Well, it has all the way along, and they've been angered by a lot of other ones. I don't think most Jewish leaders have a clue as to what it means to be canonized a saint. For one thing, it doesn't mean that you canonize the papacy and everything that he did. They're going to have to learn that.
But Pope Pius is the 12th, his role or maybe his lack of action during the Holocaust remains an issue.
I know what they're talking about, but you know what? At the time of his death, Golda Meir and all kinds of, and the New York Times editorial board, they all praised him for standing up to the Nazis and for protecting Jews. Mm-hmm. It was only after the Deputy, the play in 1963 by Rolf Hochluth, that the story changed.
Okay, Kenneth Woodward, contributing editor of Newsweek and author of Making Saints, How the Catholic Church Determines Who Becomes a Saint and Who Doesn't and Why. He's been covering religion for 30 years, talking now about the process to make Pope Pius XII one step closer to sainthood. Controversial in the Jewish community, Pope Pius XII was pope during World War II. Kenneth, thanks for joining us.